It took a moment for Dab's intent to click in Jaina's mind. Her jaw dropped for a second. Dab, you need to stay away from Tahiri.
Why?
Because you look like...
I look like your brother Anakin.
And they were together just before he died. And since then, something about him has messed her up. Not surprising. Young love and tragedy, I've heard the stories. But I'm not Anakin Solo. I don't feel I should have to bear the burden of all that he did.
No, you shouldn't. But Tahiri,
I won't hurt Tahiri.
Yes, you will.
I've liked her ever since I met her on Borlaeus. She was 16 and would never have noticed someone 4 years younger than she was. But I certainly noticed her.
Jaina suppressed the urge to strangle him.
Right. Now that she's recently come out of emotional turmoil involving Anakin, here you are, sniffing around. And things should be just fine.
Accident or not, you showed up when she least needed to be reminded of Anakin.
So, to make sure nobody ever experiences a twinge of pain, I should move to Dantooine and live in a cave.
You could move to Mustafar and jump into a volcano instead.
Jaina turned and headed to the turbolift. Other than specific authorized trips to residential levels, observers were not allowed below the Great Hall level, and so Dab could not follow. She heard his exasperated sigh as she left him. She visited the lower medical level and the chamber housing Seth. She tapped on its door, hoping that Tekli was inside to admit her. A moment later, the door opened, revealing Master Silgall within. Jaina froze.
Master?
Well said.
The Mon Cal Jedi withdrew a pace so Jaina could enter.
Come in. Best for this door not to remain open.
Numbly, Jaina stepped in, and Silgall shut the door behind her. Jaina looked around. Through the portal into the inner chamber, everything was as it should be. Seth strapped to his bed, monitoring devices activated, except that Silgall was here instead of Tekli. Jaina took a deep breath.
How did you,
Am I supposed to be stupid?
People keep asking me that today.
Silgall moved to Seth's side and began scrutinizing the monitor readouts of the devices measuring his brainwaves. Jaina followed.
Of course you're not supposed to be stupid.
Seth Helen tries to free Valen Horn. We can correctly gauge his intent and his relationship with the others in the intrusion, even if the authorities cannot. Jedi end up in possession of Seth. Where is he going to turn up except the temple? Civil of you to keep Master Hamner in the dark.
We were trying to keep all the Masters out of the loop.
Also civil, but not wise. You need me for this, both for my medical expertise and because I'm the only Jedi in regular communication with the Grand Master.
That revelation rocked Jaina back on her heels.
You've talked to him recently?
Relatively. He's on Doran, learning the scanner blanking technique Valen manifested. I haven't heard from him recently.
You're risking a lot.
We're often called a militant order. But do you know one of the principal differences between the military and the Jedi Order? And please, give me no Solo sarcasm.
I won't. There are a lot of differences. I can only guess at which one you mean.
The military are expected to follow orders, even when they feel those orders are not what's right. The Jedi are expected to do what's right, even when that course of action runs contrary to orders.
Well, yes. Silgall turned back to Jaina.
Finding out what's wrong with Valen and Seth, helping the Grand Master, that's what's right.
Jaina felt a touch embarrassed.
I'm sorry we didn't include you from the start.
No harm done. Include me now. I need to know where your mother is. She and your father were the first ones to contact Seth in his current distorted condition. I may want them to come and see him as he is now, to gauge whether there has been any advancement of his dementia.
They're on Kessel. I'll get you the direct holocom data you need to contact the Falcon.
Silgall gestured toward the monitor.
Already we have interesting results. Seth does not possess Valen's trick of blanking the electroencephalus scan. The portions of Seth's brain that are active when he dreams have been seeing activity during his waking hours as well, for some considerable time. These stress patterns here so indicate.
Meaning that he's what, sleepwalking?
Silgall shook her head.
But he is in some small way in a dreamlike state, which may be the first clue toward determining how to restore him and Valen to normal. So, well done.
Thank you, Master Silgall.